Welcome to the OffbeatPathfinder.com podcast. Today, we are going to be exploring Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just the name alone is a conversation starter, right?
It definitely is.
Like, who wouldn't want to know more about a place called that?
Exactly.
But get this, in 1950, this town actually renamed itself.
Wow.
After a super popular radio show.
Well, I know that is unbelievable.
I know you kind of have to wonder what makes a destination
yeah.
so unique that they would do something like that, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to uncover some of the fun and some of definitely the positive insights about truth or consequences. So stick with us and find out what makes this place so special. And hey, before we go any further, make sure you visit offbeatpathfinder.com for some really great exclusive promos. And if you've ever been to Truth or Consequences yourself, we would love to hear about your experiences. Head over to our blog at offbeatpathfinder.com and share your thoughts in the comments. All right, so let's get started on this exploration.
It's a fascinating story. So Truth or Consequences, or T or C, as the locals like to call it, sits in the southern part of New Mexico in Sierra County.
Okay.
And as you mentioned, that name change back in 1950 was really something.
Yeah.
The residents of Hot Springs, which is what it was called before,
okay,
voted overwhelmingly to change the name.
Wow.
4-1 in favor of Truth or Consequences.
Wow. 4-1.
After Ralph Edwards' Truth or Consequences radio program.
Really?
Yeah. It really tells you something about the community, a willingness to embrace the unusual.
Right.
And create a really distinct identity. And it seems to be working.
Yeah.
The town gets over 150,000 visitors every year.
Wow.
Which is quite remarkable for a town with a population of around 5,800.
So they definitely leaned into that name change.
They did.
So, okay, I'm curious, though, about the original name Hot Springs. That clearly wasn't just random. What's the story behind that part of TRC's history?
Well, the area is really defined by geothermal activity. And we're not talking about, you know, just little lukewarm springs here. These are natural wells with water temperatures that are consistently between 100 and 110 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, wow. That's hot.
That is seriously hot. And it's been recognized for its therapeutic benefits for centuries.
Yeah.
The Apache tribes, including Geronimo himself, knew about and used these hot springs way back when.
Wow.
So today that tradition continues, and a fantastic place to experience it firsthand is Riverbend Hot Springs.
Riverbend Hot Springs.
Yes, you can relax in those mineral-rich waters and look out over the Rio Grande River.
Oh, wow.
It's a pretty special experience, a real connection to the history of the land.
That does sound pretty amazing.
It is.
Okay, so we've got these ancient healing waters. And then, you know, you mentioned 150,000 visitors a year. That seems like a lot.
Wow.
For such a small town, what else is bringing people to this area?
Well, this is where the story takes a really interesting turn.
Okay.
About 20 miles southeast of Truth or Consequences,
sure,
you have Spaceport America. Now, this isn't just, you know, your average observatory. This is a massive 18,000-acre commercial space launch facility.
Wow.
And the main operating base for Virgin Galactic.
So we've got this unassuming desert town right next door to basically the future of private space travel.
Exactly. And what's really fascinating is that they offer tours of Spaceport America.
Oh, really?
You can actually get a look inside this state-of-the-art facility.
Wow.
It feels almost otherworldly.
Right.
When you consider the more historical aspects of the town that we've been talking about.
Yeah, that's a crazy contrast.
It is.
So you could basically spend the morning soaking in springs that Geronimo might have used, and then the afternoon taking a tour of where people are launching into space.
Exactly.
That's pretty amazing.
It is.
What about the town itself? You mentioned a kind of retro feel. What's that all about?
When you stroll through the Main Street Historic District, you really do feel like you're stepping back in time. Particularly in the 1950s, when the town embraced its new identity, you'll see these wonderful retro storefronts. And what's really interesting is that many of them now house art galleries.
Oh, cool.
Which gives kind of a contemporary spin to that vintage charm.
Yeah, I like that.
And definitely keep an eye out for the neon signs. They really add to that classic mid-century atmosphere, especially in the evening.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And if you want a deeper look into the local history, the Geronimo Springs Museum downtown is a must visit.
Okay.
It's home to a significant collection of Apache artifacts connecting you to the area's original inhabitants. but it also has exhibits and memorabilia from the game show era.
Oh, wow.
Which is just wonderfully quirky.
Yeah, for sure.
And really unique to Truth or Consequences.
So, okay, we've got hot springs with centuries of history. We've got a cutting-edge spaceport. We've got a retro Main Street. It sounds like a lot going on. What other surprises does this New Mexico gem have in store for visitors?
Well, there's a surprising amount of diversity in what the area has to offer.
Oh.
Just 5 miles north of town, you'll find Elephant Butte Lake State Park. This is a huge reservoir. It covers about 36,000 acres.
Oh, wow.
To give you an idea of the scale, it's larger than many well-known natural lakes.
Wow.
It's a real oasis in the desert, and it's got fantastic opportunities for boating, fishing, and all sorts of water recreation.
That sounds really nice.
Yeah.
And then back in town, you can also visit the Truth or Consequences Veterans Memorial Park, where a Vietnam-era Huey helicopter is on display. It serves as a pretty powerful reminder of another part of the town's story.
Definitely.
I mean, you mentioned that there are some really unique T or C things to see nearby.
Oh, yeah.
What are those?
Okay, so right in the heart of downtown,
okay,
you'll find the Spaceport America Visitor Center. And one of the really fun, slightly surreal things there is, they have a full-scale replica of a space shuttle.
Oh, wow.
Just a little piece of the cosmos right there in the desert.
Like they're in the desert.
And you absolutely can't miss the giant neon Truth or Consequences sign that glows so brightly on Broadway. It's a fantastic photo op and a real symbol of the town's distinct personality.
And I heard there might be an old-fashioned bathtub hanging around somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You might stumble upon that at Riverbend Hot Springs. It's a 110-degree relic from the town's earlier days.
Wow. So they really embrace their history there.
They do.
Okay. So this all sounds great, but when would be the ideal time to plan a visit to this amazing place?
It really depends on what you're hoping to experience.
Okay.
Spring, which runs from March to May, offers mild temperatures, beautiful desert wildflowers in bloom, and it's a great time to enjoy the hot springs without the intense summer heat.
Makes sense.
It's also an ideal time for those spaceport tours.
Okay.
Summer, as you might expect in the desert, gets quite hot.
Yeah.
But it's the peak season for Elephant Butte Lake.
Okay.
And a popular time for the hot springs, so you should be prepared for more visitors.
Right.
And consider booking your hot springs soak in advance.
Good advice.
Fall brings cooler temperatures.
Okay.
Fewer crowds, making it a wonderful time for stargazing. Yes. Those dark desert skies are truly incredible.
I bet.
It's also a great time for taking those leisurely walks around the historic parts of town.
That sounds nice.
Even winter has its own appeal. With chilly days making a soak in those hot springs feel extra cozy and inviting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, so depending on what season you go, the focus might shift a little bit. But regardless, what are some of the absolute must-do activities in T or C?
Without a doubt, relaxing in those mineral-rich pools at Riverbend Hot Springs should be high on everyone's list.
Definitely.
And as we mentioned, if you're interested in space, booking a tour of Spaceport America well in advance is essential.
Right, especially if you're going during peak season.
Exactly. It's a very popular experience.
If you enjoy fishing or just being out on the water, Elephant Butte Lake is a must.
Yes.
Spending some time strolling through that historic Main Street, taking in that retro vibe, and maybe browsing the local art galleries is a great way to soak in the atmosphere of the town.
It is.
And with those incredible dark skies that you talked about,
yeah,
you absolutely have to do some stargazing.
You do.
You mentioned some interesting places just outside of town to explore.
I did.
What were those again?
If you're up for a little adventure, the ghost town of Chloride is about 30 miles west.
A ghost town?
Yes.
Wow.
It's been largely deserted since about 1923.
1923.
It has a really captivating history tied to silver mining.
Oh, wow.
It's really like stepping back in time, and you can almost hear the echoes of those mining boom days as you walk through the old buildings.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, so are there any local events that really showcase the spirit of Truth or Consequences?
Oh, absolutely. The Truth or Consequences Fiesta, which takes place every year in May, is a true celebration of the town's wonderfully quirky identity.
Oh, I love it.
It features a parade and pays homage to Ralph Edwards.
Okay.
The radio host who played such a pivotal role in the town's history.
Right.
It's a fantastic opportunity to experience the local culture and the town's unique sense of humor firsthand.
It really embraces its history.
It does.
All this talk about Truth or Consequences is making me think about food. Any recommendations for local dining?
You absolutely have to try the Southwestern Platters at Sunset Grill.
Okay, Sunset Grill.
They're well known for their delicious, hearty meals. They also have fantastic views, especially overlooking Elephant Butte Lake.
Okay, great.
It's a local favorite for a reason.
All right, so we've talked about a lot of really interesting things. If someone's planning a trip to Truth or Consequences, what's one key piece of practical advice you would offer?
Well, for spring, it's wise to pack layers, as those desert temperatures can fluctuate quite a bit between day and night.
Okay.
And no matter what time of year you go, be sure to pack a swimsuit so you can take full advantage of those incredible hot springs.
Definitely good advice.
And just one more reminder for our listeners, for even more detailed information, maps and some great itinerary ideas, be sure to visit offbeatpathfinder.com.
That's offbeatpathfinder.com. Well, this has been a truly illuminating exploration of Truth or Consequences. It's a place that definitely lives up to its unforgettable name, offering a truly unique combination of incredibly relaxing hot springs and surprisingly significant connection to the very forefront of space exploration.
Yeah.
It's off the beat in the most wonderful way. And as a final reminder to everyone listening, you can find even more details, including maps and suggestions for your trip, at offbeatpathfinder.com. We also encourage you, if you've had your own adventures in TRC, to head over to our blog at offbeatpathfinder.com and share your stories and join the conversation. So what will your truth or consequence be in this fascinating desert town?